San Diego's Signet Theater is celebrating Black History Month with a revival of August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean. It's the first in a cycle of 10 plays Wilson wrote to document the Black experience during the 20th century. Signet actors performed a scene from the play for KPBS. Arts reporter Beth Accomando sat down with Signet Theater's Sean Murray and actress Brenda Phillips, who plays Aunt Esther, to set up the scene for us.
Sean, you're the artistic director at Signet Theater. Why did you want to stage August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean now?
Well, we've been doing, this is our third Wilson play, and I just find all 10 plays astounding. I find them examples of some of the best playwriting of the last century, 20th century. So I was doing some research, and I had read Radio Golf, which is the last play of the 10 cycles, set in the 1990s. Yeah, it's an awesome play.
Awesome piece.
But there's so many characters in that play that are referred to that are in Gem of the Ocean. But I thought, well, if we're going to do a lot of these plays, and I would like to do them all eventually, let's start at the beginning and build a foundation. So as the audience learns the plays, they can say, oh, I remember who Aunt Esther is when we're doing some play down the road. Mm-hmm. So that they can get it a bit more sequential.
Brenda, can you set up the scene from Act Two that we're about to hear the actress perform?
Aunt Esther is preparing Citizen Barlow to get his soul washed, since that is what he came to her for. And so she's preparing him to go through the City of Bones. And the gentlemen, Solly Two Kings and Eli, have prepared him with stories from the Underground Railroad. And so he really doesn't know exactly what it's going to do and how it's going to affect him. And we just get him ready and say, let's go. It's time. And he's on for a ride of his life.
Where this is all leading is that this man, Citizen Barlow, has a great weight on his soul. And he's come to this house because Esther is the heart and spiritual center of the community. And she has the ability to help you deal with these kinds of emotional and spiritual needs. And so he's come to this house and she's taken him in. And this City of Bones sequence is a kind of a visualization that they lead him through, where he can, ultimately, he connects with the ancestors who came from Africa on the slave ships, the Gem of the Ocean being the name of a slave ship. In the course of that visualization, the ship sinks, and all those people are drowned. And out of that tragedy comes what they call the City of Bones, which is a city that's built upon the bones and backs of the ancestors that they need to reconnect with. So what they're doing is they're helping Citizen really come face to face with who he is and where he came from, so he can connect to what grounds him. When he comes out the other end of it, he really is released. All of the tragedy and anxiety that he's carrying is released, and he ultimately becomes an activist.
Let's hear a scene from Act Two of August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean.
Go on, get you a drink. A man going to the City of Bones deserves a drink.
That boy too young to drink. You got to give it to him out of teaspoon.
I drinks whiskey.
So live, that when thy summons comes to join the innumerable caravan which moves to that mysterious realm, where each shall take his chamber in the silent halls of death, thou go not like the quarry slave at night, scourged to his dungeon, but sustained and soothed by an unfaltering trust. Approach thy grave like one that wraps the drapery of his cough about him and lies down to pleasant dreams. That's W.C. Bryant. I learnt that poem when I was 14.
Thou go not like the quarry slave at night, scourged to his dungeon, but sustained and soothed by an unfaltering trust. Approach thy grave like one that wraps the drapery of his cough about him and lies down to pleasant dreams. You die by how you live.
They never made the emancipation what they say it was. People say Jesus turned the water into wine. What you look like telling them it's the wrong kind? Hell, maybe it is the wrong kind. If you're going to do it right. They waved the law on one end, hit you with a billy club with the other. I told myself I can't just sit around and collect dog while the people drowning. People drowning in sorrow and grief. That's a mighty big ocean. They got the law tied to that toe. Every time they try and swim, the law pull them under. It's dangerous out here. People walking around hunting each other. If you ain't careful, you could lose your eye or your arm. I seen it. I seen the man grab hold of the fella and cut off his arm, cut off his shoulder. He had to work at it a while, but he cut it clean off. Man looked down, saw his arm gone, started crying. After that, he more dangerous with one arm than the other man is with two. He got less to lose. There's a lot of one-armed men walking around.
Yeah, that's what Caesar can't understand. Now, he can't understand the people ain't got nothing to lose.
Trouble with Caesar is he think the people dumb. He think I'm dumb. Last person that thought that is walking around with one eye and half an ear. My mother used to say, if you want to teach an old dog new tricks, you're going to need twice as many bones. Well, I got a pocket full of bones. I give you sugar for sugar and salt for salt.
If you can't get along with me, it's your own damn fault.
They fought the Civil War over the law and still ain't got it right.
You know what about the Civil War? That was white people fighting and killing each other like you ain't never seen. I don't even think you can imagine that. White folks fighting each other over the Union.
They ain't over it yet. They still fighting it. They still mad with each other.
I didn't know what the Union was till I saw the soldiers. They had on uniforms, said it was Union soldiers, and asked us could we help.
We knew every swamp hole. We knew all the back ways. We knew how to connect them up.
They say they needed that. Say the colored man got a right to life. Say they was fighting against slavery. I asked them what took them so long. My daddy fought against slavery all his life. They say we have guns. I turned to them looking. They had great big old cannons. That's when I knew a whole lot of people was going to die when I looked at them cannons. They was real serious about it. I knew all them guns went on account of me. I figured they was fighting for themselves, and if that would help them, that would help us.
Well, they never said they was going to help us. They said the war was going to help us. After that, it'd be every man for himself.
I told them, you get what's in it for you, and I'll get what's in it for me. You get yours, I get mine. We'll settle the difference later. We still settling.
I see Solly out here making all that noise. What you doing sitting here?
I come to say goodbye. I'm on my way back down to Alabama.
Mr. Citizen is going to the City of Bones. He's going to need some help on that boat. Come on and help take Mr. Citizen to the City of Bones before you go.
My sister can't wait. If I'm going, I got to go now.
I know you want to help your sister, but I know you ain't going to leave Mr. Citizen to fend for himself. That's not the Solid Two Kings, I know.
All right, but I got to get on. I plan to be in Wheeling, West Virginia by morning.
Eli! Put on the nightlight. Where's Black Mary? Get Black Mary. Come on, Mr. Citizen. You hold on to them two pennies, Mr. Citizen. You're going to need them. Gilson Grant was supposed to give you a piece of iron. You ain't got that. You got to go without it. That iron would have made you strong. That's what Samson had. His strength wasn't in his hair. He had a piece of iron that made him strong of heart, and God found favor with him. You got to see if God find favor with you without that iron.
Here. Put this piece of chain in your pocket. Now you got some iron. Gilson Grant ain't the only one got iron. That chain link brought me good luck many a time. Go on. Put it in your pocket.
You ready, Mr. Citizen?
I'm ready.
You see this boat, Mr. Citizen? It's called the Gem of the Ocean. You're going to take a ride on that boat. Come on. Black Mary, Solly, Eli, Mr. Citizen is going to the City of Bones. They're going to help us, Mr. Citizen. You can't never have enough help on that boat. Whatever happened, you hold on to that boat. You hold on to that boat, and everything's going to be all right.
I want to thank Brenda Phillips and Sean Murray from Signet Theater. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.